Thoughts on Your Mind. I'm Steve Buck, along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also get to our Facebook or our Twitter by going to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Everything you need right there with What's on Your Mind. It is a Normal or Nuts Friday. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, and I have to give a hypocrite alert here because, I was... having a bit of a hissy fit yesterday about anybody that would trick-or-treat inside. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't clock it exactly, but I did take out our youngest fifth grader yesterday. And the idea kind of came up on the air of, I should go to the nursing homes. You know, maybe go to a couple of nursing homes. And that led to somebody calling in and saying, hey, Rosewood on Broadway, we're going to have trick-or-treaters, and my mom lives at a retirement facility. I actually think we ended up spending more time inside than outside after all that bluster yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Only because she got so much candy inside, but it was at a nursing home. It wasn't like, the mall or one of those other deals. So I did both yesterday.
I double dipped yesterday.
Still think we're going a little soft with that whole inside trick-or-treating thing, which would have been unfathomable 25 years ago. But anyway, I just wanted a full disclosure. Bit of a hypocrite award because I think probably because she just got bored when she got so much candy inside at the nursing home that she just said, I don't need to go out that much more, Dan. Let's go home and make things. So I wanted full disclosure, you mean
she wasn't greedy?
She was not, no. And she even shared some of her candy with me. So it was
raised cool. her right. Well, now by sharing, did she go through and pick out the one she didn't like and go, here, Dad, here's for you?
No, she said, here's the basket, because she knows I like Heath bars. And she was,
right.
it was very, very, very kind.
By the way,
on the program today, North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem will join us. And any questions or comments you have for our Attorney General on any issue, we're going to talk about lawsuits against the EPA. We're going to talk about the backlog of concealed carry permits. Couple things on our list. He's working on a list of protected places from oil development. Anyway, any questions or comments, welcome for him. But that'll be next hour, 10:30. In the meantime, it's a Normal or Nuts Friday. So what do you? What Normal or Nuts question do you have on your mind this morning, Steve?
Well, New York is at it again. New York City. I love them. This one actually is not started by Bloomberg. This is started by some city council, a city council member. In New York City, they're pushing, I've never been a smoker. I have not either voted for any of the smoking bans, that have gone around. I don't smoke. I just choose not to. I don't want to be around it. If I so choose, I don't go to establishments, when there was smoking that had the smoking. If it bothered me, I didn't go. But business owners should be able to have whatever they want at their place. That being said, New York is attacking tobacco further. They're changing the age limit from 18 to 21 to be able to purchase tobacco products, legal products in this country. It's 18 across the country, being able to purchase tobacco products in this country. Now, I think that is nuts if you got to be 21 to buy tobacco products for a legal product. Now, the other side of this is you could still buy a bong, which is used for marijuana use. At the age of 18, you can still buy that. So, I think this is nuts because if you look at the big picture, what we're doing in this country is we're phasing out tobacco. We're attacking tobacco and getting rid of tobacco, which I'm not saying is a bad thing, but it's a choice. It's a personal choice. You should have that choice with a legal product if you're an adult. But we're legalizing marijuana. So we're getting rid of tobacco and we're legalizing marijuana in this country, which does anybody see anything wrong with that? Now, an article came out yesterday, North Dakota's spending on tobacco cessation, $55.60 on each North Dakota adult who uses tobacco products. That's what the statewide effort to fight tobacco is spending. They got an update on Wednesday from Jeannie Prom, the executive director of the North Dakota Center for Prevention and Control Policy, on how much her agency spends. That's an average annual budget of about $10.7 million, amounts to $55.59 spent on each adult tobacco user in North Dakota. It's $14.57 per capita spending.
Wait a minute. You just said $10.7
million. $1 million for tobacco cessation, and we just had this come up earlier this fall. Remember when they were spending money on a gay pride rally?
Well, here, this proves smoke police have gone nuts. $55 per smoker in North Dakota. New York saying, oh, let's go from 18 to 21. These people are off the rails.
Well, at that point, you might as well just ban smoking. You might as well just ban tobacco. But the crux of this, to me, is how idiotic is it if you're going to ban tobacco, but you're legalizing marijuana in a lot of places? To me, that's nuts. That is absolutely insane. That is just nuts. Scott, what's on your mind today?
And by the way, I'm going to agree with you. So, I know it's not fun sometimes because we we like our audience to
settle
the debate.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott, normal or nuts, what's on your mind today?
Okay, you know what? Impeachment. I want to know what we've had a lot of listeners, we've had a lot of listeners weigh in on Obamacare, and because of what many see as a deceitful rollout, what was promised with Obamacare versus what actually is happening with Obamacare, to be deceitful. Okay, now, is that a lie? Did the president know about it? This week, Bill O'Reilly on the Fox News Channel's O'Reilly Report was debating with Charles Krauthammer. Now, Charles Krauthammer, Washington Post columnist, Bill O'Reilly, the most successful commentator on cable television. These are two what I would call, you know, mainstream in the sense that they're not some fringe wacko group. They're pretty, you know, mainstream, you know, media voices. Now, obviously, they both would lean conservative, but they're mainstream media voices. They're talking about impeachment. Now, I want to know from our audience, is impeachment talk going mainstream now cause you to think that this maybe has some traction, or is that flat out nuts? I think, quite honestly, we don't know enough. We don't have a smoking gun aha moment. In other words, there's some reports that the president, because of an IRS report, knew back in 2010 that people were not going to be able to retain their health care plans, yet was saying the opposite, right? Now, okay, if you can connect those dots and say he went out there and bold-faced lied to sell this package, you know, maybe you have that aha moment. Right now, I think whether it's Benghazi, whether you have a lot of incompetence, you have a lot of deceitfulness, you have a lot of just a mess, but does it actually connect to the president himself in a legal sense? I'm not there yet, but I am amazed at how mainstream voices seem to be talking impeachment more and more. Is that normal or is that nuts to you?
I think it's nuts. It's flat out nuts. Now, depending on the criteria by which you discuss impeachment, and I'm not a fan of impeachment. To me, the voter and the election is that's how you get rid of somebody that does a bad job. But I will say, what is the criteria by which you're saying impeachment? Now, you said there's not that aha moment. There's a lot of things that indicate. But if you're the leader of the free world, if you're head of state, aren't you responsible for those that are under you? So the excuse that you didn't know, I don't think is valid.
By the way, Wall Street Journal this week wrote a blistering editorial, too, accusing the President Obama of falsehoods. And Washington Post, again, not in its editorial pages, in its news pages, wrote that the healthcare assertions by President Obama were not completely true. Now, they didn't use the word lie, but now we're dancing on the head of a pin here. Anyway, I want to know what our audience thinks. So pick up the phone and let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Is the talk of impeachment normal or is it nuts? You tell us. Okay, let's get to the phones. Brad Grant Fort, you're first to go. Normal or nuts? What's your topic?
Hey, Scott, Steve. You know, I've gone back and forth on this whole impeachment thing several times. You know, there's been times where I thought, yeah, this is absolutely necessary. Then there's other times, not so sure. But I think what I've tried to kind of do recently is that as they start to talk about this more and more, is we've got to remove our emotions from it. And like you said, Scott, we've got to look at it, Steve, from a legal standpoint. Do we have a legal grounds according to the law, clear cut, absolute, says that this is an impeachable offense? Right now, all we've got is, well, at a couple of press conferences, he said some things that seem to be on the face of it, deceitful or lying or whatever. You know, what politician has not done that? You know, and I think the other thing we've got to remember is as much as we understand the Obama administration to be incompetent, I don't think they're stupid, and I think they would have done everything they can to make sure that President Obama has plausible deniability, that he can stand before a congressional hearing and without perjuring himself say, this is what happened, I am not guilty.
So pick a side. Pick a side, yeah. Brad. What's, you've given us both arguments. Is it normal or nuts, the idea of impeachment?
I think at this point it's nuts. I'd like to see it happen because I think this guy is a danger to our country. But at this point, I think it's nuts because we don't have enough legal precedent to say he needs to be impeached.
You know, this is why, and you talked about, you know, people, they get up and say things at meetings, they get up and say things at press conferences. Isn't that sad? We have the president, in his own words, saying repeatedly, almost 100 times, you like your health care, you can keep it, you like your doctor, keep it. Now we know that's not true. I mean, and then we sort of say, well, that's just politicians, they lie. That's why I think at least a discussion on this topic is worthy. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hey, Scott Hedlund with a word about longevity. And some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're tuned to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to drop us an email. A normal or nuts Friday smoking. New York City changing the smoking age of being able to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Is that normal or nuts? And the larger ramifications of that, or for that matter, spending $55 plus per smoker in North Dakota for cessation. Is that normal or nuts? Is there a better use of that money? Or Scott's tact, impeachment. Just one simple word, impeachment. You can weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This segment of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. the oil industry, creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenge of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Back to your phone calls. Bert in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Ah, geez. Well, you know what, you guys just got me off started here. I was going to go in one simple direction, but I'll try to handle a few of them, the discussions you're talking about here. The New York tobacco thing, 21. You can kill your baby when you're 16 years old, you know, in many states. I don't know, absurd. As far as the impeachment thing, I think treason trials should be started real soon. And I think that's coming around real soon. Impeachment? No, treason trials. And, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little sidetracked here with my thoughts, but this is where I would like to see the flag go. I would like to see an initiation thing, and you guys already got it going. You guys got the Freedom Club going here and everything, and you know what? But when the listening audience can hear a scorecard being announced, you know, that, hey, we're doing this and we're doing that and we've got this many signatures and this, and that is where I would really like to see the flag going. One of my favorite programs on the flag is Mark Levin, and because that, you know, that guy just screams. And so with that, candidates, real conservative candidates, where they are in every state, every legislative, every Senate seat, and we keep a scorecard of what's going on, and just keep up with it. That's where I'd like to see the flag going.
Bert, appreciate the call. Just for folks that are not familiar with what he's talking about, because obviously we're on two radio stations we call the flag, one KTGO in Tioga, and of course our AM 1100, the flag in Fargo-Moorhead, but K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, KLTC in Dickinson, and KCJB in Minot. Listeners might be saying, what's he talking about, Freedom Club flag? The radio stations in the oil patch and also in Fargo-Moorhead started something called the Freedom Club. And the Freedom Club was just basically a way for listeners to connect and get together. We have Freedom Club meetings, and we have conversation with Freedom Club members, and we have that up at our website, flagfamily.com. But that's what he's talking about, and I agree with it, Bert. I think people just, you call it a scorecard. I just call it communicating, just, you know, getting together every now and then and sort of saying, hey, here's what's important to me, is very important at a time like this when a lot of people see a country they know and love disintegrating, and really, the economy, healthcare choices, the assault on the energy sector. There's a lot of people very worried. So I think whether you call it a scorecard or whether you call it just engaging and getting involved, very important. Appreciate the call. Brian Jamestown, you're next at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Steve and I have thrown out a couple of normal or nuts questions. One on the I think actually what's most nuts is the state of North Dakota spending $55 per smoker on tobacco cessation. I'm not sure that's a worthy $10.7 million investment. Crazy. And of course, you know how they justify it? Well, you know what the tobacco industry spends? We've got to fight back on that. It's empire building is what
we're
it is.
We're not going to compare to the tobacco industry on spending. It's not going to happen.
Brian, Jamestown. But anyway, those are two. We're also talking about impeachment and whether there's enough deceit in Obamacare to rise to that level or whether that's nuts. But we welcome any of your normal or nuts submissions here today on the program. Go ahead, Brian. You're next. And thanks for listening in Jamestown today on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, did you guys catch Obama's appearance in Saturday Night Live last night, the Halloween edition they had? You know, once again, he comes in to redeem himself to the low-information voters. And one other comment on the impeachment issue. If I were Barack Obama, I would be hiding behind incompetence because that states that you don't know. You're not smart enough to know. And really what the guy's guilty of is negligence. And negligence, if proven, means you've been told once, twice, three times, you chose to do nothing about it, and now people are suffering. And that's the only thing in a courtroom where people are going to be awarded punitive damages or pain and suffering. So what I think the people who lost their health care should do is sue the federal government for punitive damages and pain and suffering because he's negligent. He's not incompetent. The guy knows fully well what he's up to.
Brian, I couldn't agree with you more. What happens if you or I are negligent in our job?
Well, you get fired. You get fired. You get canned
you
faster than you can blink your eyes, man. That's all.
Okay, okay. I'm confused, though, Brian. I hear you saying impeachment is perfectly normal and we ought to do it and we ought to go to the extreme. But I heard Steve earlier say impeachment is nuts, and I just heard you say you agree with Brian. So you've got to tell me where you're at.
No, I agree with the negligent part and the definition of negligence. I did say, and this is the caveat on this, you are responsible for those that work below you. And you should be held to that standard. I think all this talk about impeachment is nuts. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
You got to pick a side, because it's the middle of the roaders right now that are killing this country. The people who claim they know enough to make an informed decision, but really, they don't know. Inform yourself. Do the research. Check it out. And you'll find out what I'm telling you is true.
And what I would like is a serious discussion about impeachment. I mean serious from the standpoint of what are the legal parameters, and where do we see a strong case for that? If for no other reason, to go to what an earlier caller said, oh, they all lie anyway, we get away from that. To say, no, there will be consequences. If you say, if you want your health care, you can keep it. If you want your doctor, you can keep them. And you know it's not true. And you transform, you know, a huge percentage of our economy with lies. You ought to be held accountable. And if one of those things is impeachment, then we ought to have a discussion about it to say, is there enough here? Because I agree with you. You know, this idea of, it's not going to work anyway, but I don't agree. We got to stand up, I think. Normal or nuts, you let us know, and Brian weighed in. Bob Grafton, what do you think? Normal or nuts, the idea of impeachment?
Morning, guys. Yeah, I'm in the impeachment / treason charges club. And I'll tell you why. You know, plausible deniability only goes so far with me. And here's why. You know, this president swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. His constant and his party's administration's constant attacks on the Second Amendment alone is enough. And Fast and the Furious. And then let's not forget his Secretary of State, John Kerry, which cannot sign a treaty with the United Nations without the president's approval, signed that small arms treaty with the United Nations. That's a clear, in-your-face attack on our Second Amendment of the Constitution. And then, didn't he just sign some sort of executive order allowing the armament of rebels in Syria? There's already a federal law that you can't do that. So, just with the stroke of a pen, this guy just thinks he can do whatever he wants. Not to mention Benghazi, but Fast and the Furious, John Kerry.
Bob, we're up against a break. Thanks for calling in. It's What's in Your Mind. More of your calls next.
And that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake and Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, 2 nights lodging in a classic room for 2 people. That's right. So $299 gets you 2 nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and 2 evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
This is What's on Your Mind, all across the Northern Plains, from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, KCJB in Minot, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, 1090, and AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead. What's on Your Mind brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. By the way, the oil spill that has commanded quite a bit of attention, not only statewide, but certainly nationally as well. Report yesterday by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration said a preliminary investigation of the Tesoro pipeline break north of Tioga points to a strong electrical discharge as the failure. A lightning strike may have caused that. Now, that'll be interesting to... There's a fair amount of folks that are, you know, trying to say, aha, oh, that pipeline spill means we need to shut down this industry. The critics will pounce on anything to try and use it, and I'm not sure there's anything we can do to prevent lightning strikes, but that'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. Anyway, Steve Bakken and I here to take your calls on a Friday edition. We call it the normal or not, just to have a little fun on Friday. Steve and I have a couple topics. His on smoking. I can't believe we're spending $10.7 million, $55 per smoker in North Dakota to curb smoking use. Man alive, is that how you want your dollars used, folks? And of course, New York City now saying, you want to buy cigarettes here, you got to be 21. Is that normal or is that nuts? And we want your take on impeachment. Is it time to have a serious discussion about that, given, for instance, the Obamacare deceit or anything else? Or is that flat-out nuts? By the way, that number is now 3 normal, 1 nuts. You tell us at 800-228-0550. Terry is in Keith, North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Terry, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I appreciate you guys' program. I really enjoy it. Hey, I'm saying... That's pretty normal. I think it should have been that way a long time ago. 21 is a better age because kids have got a halfway of a piece of a brain by that time. They're not, intimidated by their peers as much. And then another thing is I would like to go further. They changed the voting age from 18 to 21 unless you're legitimately enrolled in the military. Otherwise, no, it should be 21, because now they're still indoctrinated by these liberal schools at 18. They have no clue of what real life is about, going out and working on their own, living on their own. So, I'm in favor of that.
Tom, Terry, you find it a little disingenuous when you're looking at New York changing the age to 21, but we've got states across this country and cities across this country that are legalizing marijuana. So you're outlawing tobacco and you're legalizing marijuana.
No, I'm not even illegalizing it or legalizing anything. I'm just saying that smoking. I don't agree with this $55 either. I think. Should be way less than that for each, for advertising against smoking. Alcohol is legal too. And it takes a person 21, you have to be 21 to buy that. So I don't see anything different about it.
Terry says,
I like that. Yeah, Terry says the 21 for smoking across the board and wants to extend that to voting. What do you think of Terry's idea?
I think there's validity to it. Can you be an informed voter before the age of 21? You know, the caveat to that is military service. I suppose that if you're going to go serve your country, you should be able to vote. Of course, the other side of that argument is if you're going to be 21, you should probably be able to make your choice of whether or not you want to smoke or whether or not you want to drink as well.
By the way, I'd love to do an analysis on this, but, you know, not necessarily 18 to 21, but younger voters, younger than average voters, turned out in huge numbers and a huge percentage in favor of President Obama. You know, close elections can make a difference. So thank them, right?
Get back to the phone calls. I know. Tom in Jamestown, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great show. I love listening to it. As far as impeachment goes, the president can only be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors. I think President Obama is starting to accumulate some misdemeanors, but I would impeach him for his high crimes. There can't be a higher crime than Mr. Obama's promotion of abortion. The only member of the Illinois legislature, when a law was passed, that if a child survived an attempt at an abortion, that the doctor should finish the job. Everybody else thought, well, the child survived. Maybe somebody's trying to tell us something, and the child should live, and the doctor should do everything to try to save that child. Barack Obama was the only person who was against that. So that tells a lot about him. That tells a lot about his character. That tells about a lot of the decisions that he is going to make, and what he's going to be in favor of and not in favor of. I think the discussion about impeachment is very good. President Obama probably lies more than other presidents have in the past, but other presidents have lied in the past. But when you're looking to impeach the president, you got to look at high crimes and misdemeanors, and you'd have to look at the past, I suppose, as to what's going to constitute a high crime and a misdemeanor. So the way the track that he's on, and that's the other thing, the track that he's on will probably lean more and more in that direction as he gets bolder and bolder and thinks that he is able to have his own way by executive fiat, by simply saying that if Congress does not do something, then I will do it. There's got to be a line somewhere that he is going to cross in the future, and I think impeachment will be even more prominent discussion.
Tom, appreciate that opinion. We'll put you down in the normal camp. You know, I happen to share your views on what I call the Holocaust of abortion. It's just awful. You know, it's our slavery. It's our Holocaust. It's just bad. Okay. Sadly, it's lawful, and so I'm more in the camp of there's a 40 Days for Life effort underway in North Dakota right now. As an example, I think it's day 38 today. It wraps up this weekend. In fact, we're having a little event at the one and only abortion clinic in North Dakota, 5 o'clock on Sunday night to close it out. But if you haven't heard about it, 40daysforlifend.com. I think efforts like that, or First Choice Clinic, or the Perry Center, the St. Gianna Maternity Home, and all the efforts that go, you know, pregnancy centers statewide, are you know, where we are, channel our frustration right now until the law does change, because it needs to. But, you know, this president is among the worst of the worst when it comes to his abortion record, but it's in supporting, sadly, things that are the law. In the case of Illinois, he was advocating for an extreme law. It didn't end up becoming law, but he was in favor of it. So that was a political opinion, a vote. I don't think that's going to, you know, you can't. Sadly, it is a high crime. I agree with you, but it's not on the books of the United States of America as a high crime at this point. That's what we need to change. Appreciate your call. Let's see here. Who is next? Jerry Grand Forks, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Well, as far as impeachment goes, just Benghazi alone, if you were to get a special prosecutor that has nothing to do with the Attorney General, because Holder's a bigger crook than Obama, you would find out that the ambassador was intentionally let die because he was trying to filter word back that Obama was arming the rebels over there. Now then, we get into other things. There's many reasons. This IRS, where they were actually targeting all the conservative Tea Party groups and wouldn't let them have any kind of nonprofit standing. That's another thing. You go right down the list. This communistic style healthcare system that he's trying to install. Now, this isn't done yet because it was done completely unconstitutionally to begin with because it came out of the Senate. All of your spending bills must come from the Congress. And no matter how you look at it, this bill is unconstitutional just on that alone. But when you see what all has been going on, everything's taking us in the direction of socialism. And if you think this guy isn't a communist dictator wannabe, he's never told one bit of truth about anything. And that's what they do. And now his big agenda, his main agenda, is bringing in the illegal aliens, giving 50 to 60 million people open reign in this country as citizens, giving them all free health care and the whole bit. And that way, you'll have an illiterate bunch of people that cannot speak English, have no idea what our Constitution is, and will be able to stand there, and the kids will be speaking in Spanish, flicking boogers at our kids 40 deep in line trying to get the health care. Because all it is a government employment program. That's all it is. And our health care will go to one-tenth of what it is now. We won't have supplies enough. We won't have Band-Aids. We will not have prescription drugs. It'll just turn into a nightmare. And that's what this is all about. Obama wants to control us from the time we're born until the time we die. And that's the way the communists run their health care system.
Jerry, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for weighing in. You can weigh in at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Normal or nuts? Friday, Tim on Highway 2. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning, you guys. Hey, I have a couple, three questions. I'm kind of in the dark about all of this political haggling and stuff that goes on. I mean, I realize in Washington it must be just tremendous, the different tricks and antics and everything they use to get bills passed or not passed. That goes on down the local grain terminal even. But I have two questions. What happens if Biden gets in then? And isn't this something that when Hillary Clinton gets in the office, she can't just kind of rearrange and take out all the garbage? And, hey, we got a health bill passed. A lot of people have tried, you know. Obama pulled it off, illegal or not. Can't we just go from there and improve it? I appreciate your guys' show, and I like the way you do things there. Thank you much.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you. Love the feedback, Tim. Thank you. And if you dislike something here, we're not afraid to hear from you there as well. We like your unvarnished opinions here and input on the program. But that's nice of you to say. I would just quickly say, I know when this topic has come up before from listeners, you've cited your biggest reason of being against it as Joe Biden. But in all seriousness, if you did get to the point where, you know, Obama was impeached and he was replaced by Biden, you would have a politically defanged Joe Biden, right? I mean, in other words, if impeachment was proven to the point where the person's removed from office, obviously Biden's as indicted as is Obama. So, you know, I mean, he wouldn't accomplish anything is my point.
I don't think impeachment is going to happen. I just, that's not the solution here. I don't think. But what is impeachable? That is what I question, is what's impeachable? Is it incompetence? I think you got to look at that, because we don't have a smoking gun. There's no one big smoking gun.
More coming up, folks. Don't touch that
now. You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You're tuned to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hanna at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at What's in Your Mind, radio.com. Full calls, full phones, so let's get back to the phone calls. Jesse in North Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Steve. Just driving down the interstate here, listening to all these different conversations. To start off with your topic you brought up, this age deal, whether it's New York or California or here, I've always had an issue with 18-year-old smoking, 21-year-old drinking, 18-year-old voting. You can get drafted at 18. They need to get, you're responsible or you're not. I don't disagree with the gentleman that thought that maybe we should move everything to 21. 18 years old, a lot of kids are still in high school. I've seen some situations where your North Dakota High School Activities Association, if you're seen with tobacco, even in your possession, you're out of sports. And yet an 18-year-old, no matter what point they're at in school, can walk into any gas station and buy cigarettes. I can't drink till you're 21, but you can be drafted into the military to go put your life up for your country. But you can't drink, you're not responsible enough to drink.
Jesse, there's a big difference between an 18-year-old and a 21-year-old in responsibility. And actually, there's a big difference between 21 and 30 in a lot of cases as well. What do you do about military service, though?
Well, it's not quite as big an issue nowadays. We haven't had a draft since, what, Vietnam? Not saying that it can't come back. But, you know, when it comes to responsibility, you talk about being 18 years old and in the military, too. I know you've got a regiment and you've got the chain of command. You're putting a kid that maybe doesn't have the experience or knowledge to make the decisions that they have to be making out there in the battlefield. I don't know if that's right either, having an 18-year-old going to war. That's a real question in my mind. But,
by the way, I want to add something, Jesse, to what you're talking about as far as the responsibility factor. Obviously, we talked yesterday a little bit about DUI laws being enforced, fairly across the board, and specific to this scout that was in town looking at NDSU players picked up for DUI, refuses DUI suspicion, fails the field sobriety test, and then refuses the chemical test, and is not prosecuted, as the law suggests, by losing his license for a year. Now, NDSU Student Senate is advocating for liquor sales at the Fargo Dome for Bison games. And of course, there's always this sort of arm's length distance from alcohol at athletic events, collegiate events specifically. You know, there's tailgating, but they have special tailgating sessions for it. Now they want it in the Fargo Dome, and this is the Student Senate. So it seems a little odd at a time where we're on one hand strengthening DUI laws and saying, look, we need to crack down this. There's too much underage drinking going on. Obviously, NDSU Student Senate advocating on behalf of having it available for folks of legal age. But
most of those kids, though, most of those students are underage.
Yeah, I think that's a NDSU's point on that. I wouldn't be surprised if that's a revenue view on things. You go to a UND hockey game, you can buy beer at a UND hockey game, but you can't at an NDSU football game. I think they're purely looking at revenue there.
No, again,
about the age.
But, I would say fine. If it's a legal product and there's people of legal age and you're policing it correctly, what's wrong with making revenue on it? On the other hand, these colleges try to be holier than thou and say, no, we're not going to do it. In the case of UND, by the way they do that is the arena, Ralph Engelstad Arena, is owned by a foundation separate from the university.
Right.
So that's how they're able to do it. But, I don't know. This seems a little smelly, doesn't it?
That all comes down to an enforcement issue, too. I mean, whether I'm in my small town or whether I'm in Bismarck, I see kids that I know are under 18 every day smoking cigarettes, driving around in their car, walking down the street. And yet, when was the last time you heard of an under 18-year-old age kid getting busted for smoking just a simple cigarette? And what's the penalty? Nobody even knows. Nobody enforces it. That's a bigger issue than anything to me.
You only hear about the penalties from a school standpoint on whether or not they're in athletics or not. From a legal standpoint, what is the penalty? I have no clue.
I don't know. I hear about minor in consumption and minor in possession of alcohol all the time. But I can't ever remember hearing someone say anything about getting caught smoking and what happens. It's like it doesn't even matter.
Did you want to weigh in on our impeachment question, whether it's normal or not as well?
On which is normal or nuts?
Yeah, I said, did you want to weigh in on it? Because you said you had something else. Did you want to weigh in on our other normal or nuts survey question on whether the idea of impeachment is normal or nuts?
Oh, yeah. When you start looking at things that have happened and things that have been said, there's no question. Steve raised the question of what's an impeachable offense and is there a smoking gun? There's so much smoke in the air I can't even see. Second Amendment, Benghazi, people are worried about an ammunition crisis and why we don't have any ammunition. Go to the coast and look at the number of ships sitting there with foreign ammo on it that can't get unloaded because all of a sudden this magical embargo popped up. There's millions of rounds of ammo sitting in our ports that can't be unloaded. You want smoking guns, you don't have to look very far. Get him out of there. He's making a mess of this country, is my opinion.
You know what's amazing is that this has risen to a different level in the way of a discussion because of Obamacare, though. All those other issues you mentioned certainly have been out there, but they have not Benghazi a little bit here and there, you know, Fast and Furious, another one a little bit here and there. But, boy, Obamacare, when there's such a bald-face, you know, this difference between what the president promised and what's happening, it's pretty interesting. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away, folks.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.